Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game here on this Tuesday. Let's head down just a little south of us. I'm down here in Rutherford County in Smyrna, and he's about 2 hours south of me in Chattanooga. Chris Storch from Blue Ribbon College Basketball. Look, if you want to get all your college basketball news, this is the place. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Well, we're glad that everything is okay with you. I know you guys had some bad storms roll through Sunday night and got pretty close to where you live.
Yeah, it did. We have a big wooden fence that circles our yard. It knocked it down like it was made out of cardboard. Mm. So we got lucky, though. Most of the debris in my yard, I come to find out, was from other people's homes. I even found torn pictures from people, and that just really kind of breaks your heart when you see stuff like that. I mean, you always think, what's the first thing you're going to go for if there's a fire or tornado? And of course, it's your family photos. And to see those torn up in my front yard, no telling where they came from, it was, you know, that was a sobering moment for sure.
Well, we're very sensitive to that stuff around here. That's what started this whole mess in 2020.
And, it's been a rough 6 weeks, hasn't it, boy?
Yeah, it is. That's putting it mildly. 2020 can go bite the big one.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been dodging wind and microscopic viruses and no hoops.
Yeah,
it's killing me.
I know. Well, we're glad you're safe and sound, and that is good news.
Appreciate
and we'll be thinking about the people who were affected. What has this been like for you? I mean, we're sitting here. This is show 19, Chris, four-hour show, Monday through Friday, all of us from our homes. Everybody's doing things they've probably never done in their life. So how's it been for you?
You know, that's a good question. It's been kind of crazy. I also teach a college sports writing class at UT Chattanooga, and they told us early on that we would probably be out of school for, you know, the end of March, and then came word that it was going to be for the rest of the semester and that we would have to get online. And so I'm using things that I never have done before, like Zoom, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to lean into that and make these classes on Zoom better than they would have been if they were in person. So I started reaching out to some buddies, like the Beatles said, goodbye with a little help from your friends, right? So I stole a trick from Peyton Manning, who popped into a UT Knoxville communications class and shocked the kids senseless. So my first guest was Rick Barnes, and people flipped. And the thing about Zoom, it records them. So I have that. My second guest was Reese Davis. My third guest was Jay Billis. And my fourth was Seth Greenberg. And in today's class, I think I'm going to trump them all. I've got one Willie Donick ready to come on. And it's been really cool because there's no way I could have flown any of those people in. Rick was gracious enough. He was going to drive in. I think it's really because he likes his hot dog place here in Chattanooga. Turns out he's a connoisseur of a good dog. He would have done it for me, but yeah. So we've just kind of leaned into it and made it as good as it can be. So that's been probably as good as I could have hoped. Now I was crushed. As everybody who loves ball is about the NCAA. And it's no secret where I went to school. It was East Tennessee State, and they were pre-tournament predicted to be this year's kind of upset special team. And I have no doubt that they would have won at least a game. They were a really good team, had already won 30 games. So that hurts. you know.
Do you know what's crazy, Chris? We had Steve Forbes on the show the day before. Everything was going down. We could tell where it was going, but we had a great conversation with Steve Forbes, and then everything, all hell broke loose the next day.
It's a shame. And, you know, then methodically things started going, you know, Major League Baseball, which I'm a Cardinal fan, the Masters, which there's no better golf tournament. When I used to cover golf, I covered 10 of those in a row, and, you know, there's nothing like it. And so, you know, and then these students that I've been with for a couple of years, their graduation was at first canceled, and now cooler heads prevailed, and they've postponed it into August, so hopefully they'll get to walk and earn their diploma that way. But, yeah, it's been a never-ending period of adjustment with a couple of 150-mile-an-hour winds sprinkled in for good measure.
What did you make of Wisconsin coming out? It's such a horrible, horrible look. The NCAA doesn't always make the right decisions, as we know, but they made the right decision with granting, you know, these spring sport athletes another year of eligibility, and yet Wisconsin came out and said they weren't going to honor it. What did you make of that?
You know, it's a callousness there that I wonder how far removed from actually competing in sports the people who made it or whether they ever competed in sports. I think it's shameful and ridiculous. I mean, you know, when Rick Barnes was on my Zoom class, he said he talked to the AD at Lenoir Ryan, where he went to school, and she said that half of their student-athletes weren't going to come back anyway. They had jobs lined up, you know. So I get that if it's the student-athlete's decision. But to not honor that, I mean, I don't know what kind of shape their athletic program is in or what rationale. I'd have to look more into it. But on the surface, I just thought when I first heard about it, it was callous and cold. And to these kids gave that school in their respective sports everything they had, maybe to the exclusion of the real reason they're there, which is to get an education. And they just got shunted aside, and I don't like that. I try to call out injustice wherever I see it, and that's a glaring case of injustice.
We had Dan Wetzel on recently to talk about the scheme. Of course, he was featured a lot in the scheme. The three of us watched it and talked about it a lot on this show. Dick Vitale, who's, you know, always been nothing but pro college basketball, and his love for college basketball and a cheerleader, has done a lot of great things over the years, rarely comes out and says things negatively, and he did after the scheme on Twitter. What did you make of the scheme, and what do you think of the fallout? What do you think is there more to come? Is there going to be more? I mean, we've thought this for years, but it really hasn't happened for the most part.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't understand the politics of the NCAA in terms of, you know, the ability to, okay, you've certainly got the ability to create rules and regulations, but do you have the ability to enforce them? Are you a slave to the almighty dollar? And yeah, I've heard for years stuff that was going on all over the place in schools that would shock you. And obviously some of them have been revealed. But yeah, it's a mystery to me. And really, truthfully, it's funny, but and this is kind of what, you know, when you pay rights fees as an entity like an ESPN and then you do investigative reporting or whatever, or what do you do when you're calling a game? You say you're Seth Greenberg and you know Coach A has done some things, yet all you can talk about is Coach A's coaching acumen. So there's always been sort of a weird little dance between reality and the admission of reality. And so I don't know where it's going to all lead. I really don't.
Talking to Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook, catching up on a little basketball here. And Chris, you've set the bar very high. I'm now a little intimidated for the show today. I knew a couple of your previous guests, but now I really got to make sure I'm sharp later this afternoon. But
no, man, you are my boy. I've told no one you're coming on, but I guess I shared with it with some friends and people that I talk to a lot, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show. We've known one another for years. We've been friends for years. And some of the best times I've had on radio have been talking with you about basketball. And it was almost always you and I would find, you know, a time during the SEC tournament, it seemed like, when it was just you and me on the air. And I really enjoyed that. And the other thing that's so cool about Willie, and your broadcast mates don't know this, but I had a student that said, man, it'd really be cool to get a shadow gig for a pro sports franchise. And I'm looking here at the Predators website, and I said, whoa, wait a minute. The Predators? Yeah, man, that'd be awesome. I said, Willie Donick's a friend of mine. He brought me back with some expletives like, you're blanking kidding me. And I'm like, no, give me 10 minutes. So I texted Willie and asked him if I had a student who could shadow. And he said, sure. Tell me when he wants to come. And I sent that back to the student. And I think he fell out of his chair. And he showed up. And Willie and the broadcast crew treated him like he was part of it the whole night, the whole day. And he really gained from that. So, yeah, you know, you fit right in with these guys, buddy, for sure.
Well, thank you for the nice words here. So, Chris, let's talk a little more hoops here. We mentioned Steve Forbes before, and this is the kind of program you really feel for, because he really had everything aligned to maybe have a special postseason run, and it didn't happen. But yet, I'm looking at some of the things that you've reported since then. It looks like they're still going to be pretty good. They've got another nice pickup here in the fold. So what's their prospects going forward, and how do you see Steve Forbes over the next few years? It looks like it's just a matter of time before he gets another gig, maybe at a higher level.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago when Ole Miss hired Kermit Davis, the first visit they made to his home was Steve Forbes. That would have been a good fit, but Kermit's done a good job and will continue to do so. They had a little bit of a struggle this year. Last year, Steve Forbes was number two at Arkansas. If Eric Musselman had said no, he'd be there right now. And truthfully, and I've even talked to Steve about this, he's in no hurry to leave, but he said that another byproduct of the NCAA being shut down was the so-called coach du jour syndrome, where a coach of a mid-major gets red hot, and all of a sudden these ADs that don't know any better think that they need to hire this guy. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. In the case of Steve, it would have worked. But, yeah, they got Jalen Johnson, a transfer from Tennessee, great pickup. They got a kid from Hartford, a double-double rebound guy, whose brother was already on scholarship. He had transferred in from Southeast Missouri, so Steve likes to deal in transfers, and he has a unique talent to mix them all together.
Let's talk about the NBA draft coming up. Saban Lee had a tremendous season for Vanderbilt, and all of a sudden, about midway through the season, especially after Aaron Nesmith went down, he was really the focal point, and a lot of scouts were saying, hey, this guy could play at the next level. I'm not sure I would have thought that a couple years ago, but now he's going to test the waters, although he hasn't hired an agent yet. So what you think or what you've heard about his prospects at the next level?
Well, I think he's, as you guys know, he's an elite athlete. And you have to have an elite skill to be there. whether it's as a shooter, a defender, a rebounder, a shot blocker. You've got to have one NBA-level skill, and certainly he's got elite athleticism. And if you'll notice, as the year went on, he turned himself into a more reliable three-point shooter, which can only help him. And he can distribute. So he's a true combo guard. Now, you know, I don't know about his size for that level, but I guess they're going to find out. It's really tough right now. I'm doing my series of columns for NBA.com, and this week I did one on Zeke Nagy from Arizona, and he is sequestered up in Minnesota where he lives and working out with his AAU coach, and that's the only place he can go. They can't get on planes and fly and do workouts and have interviews, and that's going to hurt people like Saban Lee, who needs to show in a workout setting, hey, I'm as elite as some of these guys who are working out. And also that he's smart. I mean, he went to Vanderbilt, so he's got some academic and some brain power to put on display too. And so I think it's going to hurt him a little bit. I think if he feels like this is just what I've heard, I have no idea whether it's true, but I've heard it from a lot of people that even if he doesn't go to the NBA, that he might not be back and might consider transferring. So, you know, he's leaving his options open. He's smart not to hire an agent. So many kids do that. They get talked into thinking that they're going to make it, and they just don't.
We're talking to Chris Dortch from the Blue Ribbon Yearbook. And, Chris, you know, the SEC tournament, of course, was supposed to be here. It got started and then ultimately canceled. And many were looking at Tennessee to see what was going to happen with them. It didn't look like they were going to make the NCAA tournament. But I'm just curious of what your thoughts on their season overall were, and does this pause or does this cancellation of the tournament, of the postseason, maybe help them at all? That, you know, it's just gonna, people are gonna just put this year as a wash and more of an incomplete than anything.
You know, that's a really good point and one that I hadn't pondered until you said it. But it could be true. I think that had the tournament continued, they probably would have scrapped their way into an NIT bid. And once they got there, you know, Rick Barnes is not going to let up on the lash. They might have won a couple of games. So then you go from being a 17-win team to a team that's maybe won 21, 22 games, and maybe they're not flying under the radar. Right now, a lot of people think it was a down year, but I think it was one of Rick Barnes' best coaching jobs ever. When you talk about losing Lamonte Turner, you know, whatever it was, 10, 12 games into it, it was total shock. Nobody knew about it until he told the press. He told the press before he told Rick. And this kid was having he was hurt, but he was having a great year. He was leading the league in assists at 7 a game. He was fourth in the nation in assist percentage. He had just, the night he quit, he had a double-figure assist game. He had 3 double-figure assist games. That tied the school single-season record, and he had two-thirds of the season to break it, and I think he would have. Had he not been hurt, had that shoulder surgery worked, which it didn't, and he was shooting it like he could and playing like he could, I think Tennessee would have been another NCAA tournament team without question. We wouldn't have seen the Santiago Vescovi story, I don't think. He might have still come and played a role, but I think they'd have been just fine. Now, without him, I thought they had a pretty representative season. I mean, you look at the win they got up there at Kentucky. Kentucky was red hot at the time and won 8 in a row. Tennessee hardly ever wins up in Ruff, and Kentucky hardly ever loses up there, and that was a great win. And you look at how guys like you know, Fulkerson have improved, and Eve Pons has improved. And so, yeah, I thought it was a salvaging as best they could. Now, going forward, they are flat out loaded. They're going to play 9 or 10 with no drop-off. They're going to be able to press. They've got length. They've got athleticism. They're going to be relentless on the defensive end. They're going to run as much as possible offensively. And now they've got some guys that can go get baskets. Victor Bailey, the Oregon transfer, I actually talked to Rick about him last week. He said, you know, sometimes the kid gets in a hurry, but here's what he can do. He can go score, you know, whether it's putting his head down and going to the rim. He's a 40% three shooter, and he's a 90% free throw shooter. And then they've got these five-star guards coming in. And then they got E.J. Anasicki, who's a double-double guy. A lot of people say, well, when mid-majors transfer to upper majors, you know, they don't really do that well. And statistically, that might be true. But Willie knows this. Rebounding is a statistic that travels from level to level, from high school to college, from mid-major to upper major, from upper major to the NBA. If you've got a nose for the ball and a willingness to board and the knowledge to box out and some strength and anticipation, that'll translate. So now they've got a kid that's very similar to Grant Williams that they could plug in, and I think they'll be a top 10 team, and who knows? You know, the virus is leading us all around by the nose. We don't know what's going to go on, but or when the season will start. But I think Tennessee is a team that will have a chance to maybe win the national championship.
Hmm. Pretty strong words. Enjoy today. Don't forget to bring up Winter Park in your Zoom discussions. Willie is a one seed in Winter Park's bracket down there in Florida. So you might want to bring that up. Willie will not, but you can bring that up. Thanks for joining
us. All right. Thanks.
Chris Storch, Blue Ribbon College Basketball. Pretty strong words there about UT. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.